Welcome to Battle Pets of the Ludra and Kevis. This is episode 20. I'm a Ludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kevis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
Hey!
Are you just trying the silliest hellos now just to see reaction?
You gotta do something different every week.
Oh my god. No, I don't. I actually do the same thing every week. I think you're trying to make a stark contrast to me doing just that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Kephis, the man of 1,000 hellos.
And hiccups.
And hiccups.
So Kephis, I have missed you. I haven't seen you on. So what have you been doing in this wide world of gaming?
Gaming? Oh. Well, not a lot of gaming. I'm going to be honest, it's really weird for me to say that. But I haven't played WoW hardly at all for the past couple weeks because I've just been really busy. With the real life stuff, you know, that real life thing that we all kind of have.
Occasionally.
I know it's kind of weird, but
yeah,
you know, that goes on. And I checked out this game called Defiance, which is like another MMO, like third-person shooter MMO kind of game, and that's a little bit of fun. And I did log in WoW to raid, and, you know, that was cool. Got a shot touch weapon.
Congratulations, so I got a shot touch. Two.
Oh. Well, you know,
So it's there.
You know what I don't have? I don't have 10 sigils of wisdom, so I still can't get my I can't get the thing you need to put in the weapon, so. Oh well. I got the weapon, though. It looks cool, so.
I got the thing you need to put in the weapon before I got the weapon. I did. I got my gem before, and then that week I ran LFRs a couple times. And the first time I got the weapon, and I'm like, yeah, shot-touched weapon, blue umbrella. And what really sucked is when I got my shot-touched weapon, it wasn't as good as the weapon I had already gotten from the next tier up LFR. So now I have the shot-touched weapon sitting in my bag going, I thought you liked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad face.
And very sad face, and I DE'd the other one. Yes!
Oh!
I DE'd the other one, because I was like, hey, I'm here, bonus roll. Shot touch weapon. I'm like, oh, hey. I was kind of hoping for that other piece of gear.
The one that I needed.
Yeah, but you're cool. I like you.
Yeah.
I guess. And so, yeah, I totally DE'd one. Feel free to hate. Feel free to hate.
Yep. Let the hate flow.
Bruh.
So, besides getting shot touch weapons and crushing the dreams of thousands of listeners, what else have you been doing in gaming?
In gaming, I've been doing so much. I ran and got a bunch of achievements on the Isle of 1,000 Tears. I don't know what it's called properly. The Isle of Thunder? Yes, Thunder Isle. Yeah, I got a bunch of achievements with friends because we were just messing around and having fun. You know, I got like Boop and I got... I was like, yeah, that was my favorite of the night. Not even the act of doing it. I was like, yeah, oh, okay, wow. I knocked a guy off a freaking mountain. Big deal. But it went boop, and I loved it. I was just so excited. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, something to do with a charge. I don't know. I was basically following them. They're wild about achievements and found out I didn't have any of them. And were like, oh, my God, Aludra, how can you live? I'm like, I have a big pile of pets. But other than that, I've been playing Civ, and it turns out, you're probably going to hear this in a lot of places, because I've been playing a lot of Civ. I've learned something about myself, two things, specifically. One, I'm a darn dirty liar. I am breaking peace treaties left, right, and center. It is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, but they're just so easy to take down when they don't expect it. And then two, never trust a Ludra with nuclear warheads. Well, yeah. I made them, and then I had to test them. And the Ottoman Empire was right there. And he had been name-calling me for no reason all game. Now, what's a lady to do? Especially when Mr. Caesar over there goes, hey, I want to declare war on them. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to start calling you Kim Jong Aludra.
No, because my bombs were effective.
Oh, gosh. So, Aludra, I have a joke.
Oh, I want to hear it. I still want to hear this.
Why did the Kephis cross the road?
Why did the Kephis cross the road?
Because Aludra's arcane missiles couldn't reach that far.
Hey, my arcane missiles, I will have you know, are quite effective. Thank you very much. Oh, you're in for it now. You're in for it now, man.
Because I couldn't see that far.
They can only go as far as you can see. Anything right. else is tomfoolery.
You're right. That'd be a good comeback. He said, well, at least I can see across the road. Like the
no.
monk.
Every time I try to pull something like that on you, you go into your little defensive, oh, Ludra's picking on the blind guy. No, I will not take those traps anymore. You will not be making a legally blind about evil, evil co-hosts.
I can only milk it so many times before I get caught.
Yeah, for me that was once.
Yep.
All right, so let's quit talking about ourselves and let's get talking about some battle pets, huh?
Yes, let's do this.
That's what the people are here for.
Yep.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
News.
Meow. I think you should be our official bumpers.
Right? I'll just be like...
News. Meow.
Meow. Everything will be a meow, just so you know.
Meow. All right. No, no, no. So, news. Man, there's a lot of news, but not a lot of news points. So,
yeah.
Pet battle accuracy changes. Now, as we mentioned last week, Blizzard in 5.3 is going to make some changes to pet battle accuracy. Since the last show, they went and they posted a blog addressing exactly what they're thinking and why. Basically, Blizzard thought Kef was on to something again.
I know.
And added base stats to our pets for hit and dodge. Yes, they have totally decided that the randomness of pet battles is just a little too random to be fun. So they want to add in some stats just to make things feel a little more balanced. You'll be able to see your chance to hit on the pet, like the individual pet you are facing during the battle. And their blog goes into much more detail, and we will have a link to that in the show notes, and it's really good reading. And they even mention a bunch of abilities and such by name that they're changing to make this seem more balanced.
Yeah. But actually, you'll read in there, there's one line where it says, basically, whatever the Kephis says, we do. It's just as simple as that.
Oh my god, did I miss that? How did I, you see that and I missed it?
Right? It's in there, you just gotta read it.
You know what, it's because... Every time you go to a webpage, you do a search for Kephis, huh?
Right, exactly. And it's always there. On every webpage on the internet, you'll find me, because everybody knows. But...
Kef, there's some webpages I wouldn't want to be associated with if I were you. You might want to edit that a bit.
Well, you know, I mean, geez. Who doesn't want the Kephis? Man, I'm being way more narcissistic than I can handle.
Oh. Yeah, it's so hilarious because it's out of character for you.
Yes. Oh, makes me sick.
All right, Mr. I am the king of the universe. Why don't you go ahead and get the next news point?
Okay, everyone, the Kephis is about to speak and share his next news point. Because this is a doozy. Because as great as I am, right, as great as I am, I cannot claim that I am this guy because I'm not this guy. You see, there's an achievement called Legendary Pet Brawler. And to get this achievement, you have to win 5,000 player versus player pet battles. 5,000. Not 500, not 1,000, 5,000. Guess what? Somebody has claimed this achievement. One guy in all of World of Warcraft.
Oh, man. See, people say we're all slackers and stuff, that we're all casuals. Not that guy.
No. we bow to his devotion to battle pets because I'll never get that achievement in my life. I'm just going to let you know right now.
Who knows? You know, 3 expansions from now.
Dude, I haven't even got... Yeah, I've been playing WoW since vanilla, and I still don't have the Valor Point cap or the gold cap. I don't know how I'd ever get... Whew. That's a lot of battle pets.
Valor? Yeah. Valor's only 4,000.
Yeah. No, talk about the achievement. The cap achievement.
Okay. I was like, no, the Valor cap's 4,000, dude.
Actually, I don't get Valor cap either, if you want me to be honest with you.
No, I wait till I'm around 2K and I go buy something.
I barely get to 2K.
Yeah, I was Justice cap the other day. I was like, how the heck did that happen?
Yeah. But man, 5,000 PvP pet battles. Duels. That's one.
That's not even total. That's how many they've won. That is absolutely crazy. I can't even imagine how many battles this person has actually been in to win. And don't tell me it's 5K. But hey, yeah, whoever you are, send us an email if you listen. You probably don't. You're so busy pet battling. But send us an email. Right. We'd love to hear from you. Ask you a few questions, you know, about this. You are unnamed on the website, but we will have a link to Mumper Corey Stockton talking about this again in our wonderful, wonderful show notes, which are always on our website, battlepet.net.
Yes. My first question to this guy will be, bro, do you even sleep? Or maybe it's a girl. I shouldn't assume it's a guy. I'm sorry.
Fight all the things.
I will defeat everyone!
Yeah, maybe it's that orc I was having trouble with the other night. Kept coming out with the same team until finally I built a team and took him down. I'm like, I am not seeing anybody else tonight. Anybody else tonight. My victory was sweet.
Ash Ketchum couldn't even lay a finger on this guy.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, the problem with Ash is he doesn't win. He goes through the entire zone losing and then gets to the boss battle and somehow wins.
So you're saying this guy is Gary Oak, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying this guy is our Gary Oak, and if his tune is actually called Gary Oak, that will be my most favorite thing in Warcraft. Aludra's favorite thing in Warcraft.
When he beats it, he goes, "Smell you later!" Gary Oak's the one guy that has so much testosterone that, like, four chicks following around him, he drives a car at 10.
What's testosterone have to do with driving?
I have no idea. Well, he had chicks following him around.
All right, and finally, not quite a news item, not quite a news bit, but worth mentioning, Ghostcrawler! Jeebus! You tweet more than I do, and that's saying something!
Right?
Wow, this guy is all over Twitter all the time. It's crazy how much output he has managed to get in such a short time. He's only a couple thousand tweets away from me, and before you go, well, Ludra, you tweet a lot. No, I tweet like my average is like 3 point odd number a day. Not his. My account's years old, and his is like new.
We need to categorize our tweets so that we can filter and I need the Ghostcrawler section, and then I need the Aludra section, and I'm just kidding.
You can do that. You can create lists.
Oh, well, forget what I just said.
Twitter anticipated your need years ago.
Hey, you know what? I didn't even know there was a whole, like, people that respond to me thing for, like, 2 years, so.
The Ad Connect.
Remember? Because, yes. Yeah, you're like, dude, you know you can, like, see you talk. I'm like, people never talk to me on Twitter. And you're like, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they do.
You don't ever... And I go there, and I'm like, oh, my God. People have been asking me questions all this time, and I'm, like, ignoring them, like, Kefis is a jerk, man. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Kef guy. Oh, my gosh. He's too good to talk to me.
Exactly. Gosh.
Didn't you, like, tweet apologies for that for, like, a week?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm blind, you know. I can't use that excuse here because these are computers, but...
Yeah, you just never noticed it.
Yeah.
All right, so, and if that's how much he's tweeting, I'm kind of scared to look at Ghostcrawler's at Connect. Lord.
Maybe he doesn't know it exists.
Oh, man.
For the record, Ghostcrawler, we do not want you to show us your at Connect.
I'd look at a screenshot.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Nothing that way. Nothing that needs an after dark tag.
Battle Pets after hour. I like how we're making jokes you're going to have to cut out of the show because they won't make any sense.
Oh, no. I can keep that after hours joke.
Yeah.
Before this degrades any further, let's move on to boss battles, Kev.
Boss battles.
Yeah.
Round one. Fight. Boss battles.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and take the lead on this one? I am too busy laughing.
Oh, man. Boss battles. The segment where we talk about boss battles. This week, as we promised, we are moving into Northrend, and we're going to talk about Beagle Blast Fist. Say that again. We're going to talk about Beagle Blast Fist, even though it says Blast Fust in the show notes, because, you know...
You wrote it. Can't.
I know.
I'm not taking the credit for that one. No, no. Nope.
I will take credit. Beagle Blast Fist, which is the goofiest name of ever,
mm-hmm.
is in Howling Fjord at 2833. He has three blue quality level 25 pets named Dinner, Gobbler, and Warble.
Yes, it's pretty weird what's going on here. This is a gnome, and he's actually kind of tricky to find. Like, I got the Wowhead map up, and I'm looking at his dot, and I still had trouble seeing him. And I'm not blaming the gnome thing for him, I just think he's in a really weird spot. So, the first pet this guy has is Dinner. Nice. Yeah, hungry now. Dinner is a flying type, and he has three abilities. Squawk, which is a flying attack, lets out a squawk, and it deals some damage to you, and it reduces the damage. And it. Damage! the squawk, what it does is it reduces the damage the target deals by 25%. So it hits you, and you can still hit, but you're gonna hit a little less effectively. Then there's Hiss, which is a beast ability. Oh, wait, the flying guy has beast abilities. Well, that's normal. Okay, we're still in the realm of normal here. We're still in the realm of normal here. this deals a bit of damage, but it reduces the target's speed by 25%. Okay, so now you're not hitting as hard, and now you're not going as quick, so now he's faster and hitting you harder. So what's that third punch he's pulling? Now this is the one out of left field. I mean, totally odd. Okay? Because Dinner's a chicken, okay? I want you to be picturing this little white chicken when I say scorched earth.
Right?
It's a dragonkin ability, and we don't know how he taught it to a chicken. Nope. I think he has some HMs stored. What do you think, Kef?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got some serious, like, he went to the casino and got 3 sevens and got, like, 1,000 coins and went and bought some expensive TM, and now his chicken knows freaking dragon attack.
Yes, for those of you not following, in Pokemon, what you could do is you could buy a move to teach your pet, and the pet only just needed an empty ability slot. That's it.
Yep.
And it could be anything, you know, like flying and dive and stuff. There were very few restrictions, you know, but you could teach the weirdest thing to some pet. We think he found a way to hack the game.
Yes.
And scorch the earth. It's crazy.
Yep. So, I'd also like to point out... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I should probably tell everybody what the ability does first.
Go ahead.
Yeah. little thing. What it does is this is a weather effect. And it scorches the ground. And the first bit hits for, like, some nominal number. It's like, wow, oh my gosh, okay, that sucked. But then every pet on the playfield will then be hit and burned each round. So this not only hits the enemy, it will also hit the guy who cast it. That's not cool.
Nope. The biggest logic killer for me was the fact that Hiss does damage. Because, you know... is totally threatening.
Well,
I learned
in
martial arts, man. I've been training martial arts for 5 years, and we've spent weeks practicing our defense against the Hiss attack. Because it's like, it'll take your head off. I mean...
Well, at least the speed reduction kind of makes sense, because now suddenly you're wary. Oh, man. Wait, he made a sound, and that sound wave hit me. Now, I can't get close to this guy because what if he actually bites? If a hiss does that, what's an actual bite do? You're never going to know because he doesn't know bite.
Right?
It was so OP. Earth. Yeah, it was so OP they took it away and gave him scorched earth.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, also squawk. That also deals damage.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts.
It hurts your ear.
I tell you, it's all vocal with this guy, and then he does scorched earth, and it's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, what? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Of course, you gotta admit, though, having a chicken that can cook itself, that's pretty handy.
Yeah, but why would the chicken want to cook itself? I mean...
A good pet listens to its tamer, so I could look at the chicken and say, chicken, scorched earth. Oh, look, I've got roasted chicken now. Sweet.
Yeah, and then you can switch them out with all the rest of your pets and, you know, get some corn or a nice roasted tuber out there. And
exactly. I like this. Speaking of which, the next pet kind of falls in line. His name is Gobbles. I'll give you one guess what it is. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, he's a bib and a fork.
pretty close. Gobbles is a turkey. And his first ability is called food coma. You get it?
That's cute.
Because he's a turkey, and his ability is called food coma. You get it?
Yeah, okay. I get it. I totally get it. Okay. You can let it go now.
Okay, food coma is a 5-round cooldown that puts the target to sleep for 2 rounds. That's mean. His next ability is called slicing wind, which is a flying attack. He attacks the enemy with 1-3 blades of wind, dealing damage per attack. His last ability is called Gobble Strike, which is a critter attack, which deals critter damage and increases your speed by 50% for 4 rounds. Gobbler.
Gobbler.
I can't do it.
Me either.
I used to be able to. I can't do it. I forgot I could do... That was a duck I could do.
Oh, there we go.
That's what it was.
Wow, it was actually a very impressive duck.
Was it really?
it was a very impressive duck compared to any duck I can do. I can do a goat.
A goat?
Yeah.
That's a goat sound like. I can't do that. Nope.
I'm a dork.
That's awesome.
What can I say? Yes, so now you know what battle pets we secretly are. Shh. The final pet in this weird group is Warble. Kind of what I was trying to do just now. He's an aquatic, and he's a cute little penguin. And, yeah. So he knows a few abilities, which are actually written down oddly. So let me fix this. Alright. So this guy, he can peck you! Dun-dun-dun! The first one with an actual, like, bird attack.
Right?
It's a penguin.
What do you know? A logical attack.
Yeah, it does a bit of damage, and it just, you know, he just hits you and it's done. The second ability is kind of odd. It is Ice Tomb. Why do all my pets suddenly would like to break the rules? This is an elemental ability with a 5-round cooldown, and what it does is it throws an orb of freezing energy at the target that in 3 rounds will hit. So it's one of those ones with a bit of a timer. So if you can switch out a pet that will be able to take the hit better if this one's on low, that's when you want to do it. The current enemy pet will be stunned for 1 round. So it'd
brutal,
be good.
Man.
Yeah, it'd probably be a really good idea to switch somebody in to take that hit and then switch him back out.
Yeah.
The final one is Slippery Ice, and this will shoot a jet of rapidly chilling ice, dealing 34 elemental damage, and coats the ground near the enemy with ice. Frozen ground causes enemies to be chilled and increases chance to miss by 20%. Last 4 rounds persists through pet swaps. This one's really interesting because there's not very many abilities that only work at the feet of the current pet out and last through a swap. Mm. This one's kind of like a, it's not a weather effect. But it does affect the battleground itself. And that's pretty interesting to see.
Yeah, that's rare, abilities like that. That's actually the most interesting of the pets so far.
Mm-hmm.
His attacks.
Definitely. his abilities are just very different, but I like them, you know. I wish more pets could have that sort of specific AoE attack that affects the ground they're standing on. That'd be really interesting, because, like, Scorched Earth does everybody.
Yeah.
But the little ice block is just under his feet.
That's really cool. It's like that one ability, like, in there one, like, it does damage whenever you change a pet out. Like, there's one that's, like, throws, like, rock mines on the ground. I forget, something like that. But,
well, we haven't gotten to that one yet, so when we do, we will bring it up.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, so this guy, he's kind of rough to take down. If you took down the last Outland boss, you should be pretty set up. Like we mentioned, they are a flying, and aquatic. So,
and they're all blue.
Yeah, so make sure you have a couple of aquatics and a magic in there, and you will totally mop the floor with these guys if they are at level and you have the proper abilities as well. Because this is where things get tricky. This is where the AI starts going, hey, maybe I don't want to keep that one pet out until he gets beaten to death. Maybe I want to use a bit of strategy. This is where they start thinking. I'm not saying they're pros yet, but they really do start thinking and start giving you a hard time. It got pretty crazy here.
Yeah, this is where everything's level 25, blue quality and harder, and also some of the pets have special abilities that, like, the penguin, the pengu or whatever, pengus don't have ice tomb.
Mm-mm.
But this one does. So, and it's also the same with the chicken. Chickens don't have the scorched earth, but this one does. So you're going to get some curveballs now. So you can't just assume that because it's chicken that you know exactly what attacks it can use. So, and also sometimes the setup is like, as we'll get it further in, some of the pets have crazy setups with their attacks and they're very difficult. So,
Have fun. Keep trying. Remember, you might have to level specific pets up just to take these guys on from here on out, because it gets pretty hairy in here, especially with these curveballs. I mean, geez. But he's not one who gave me the hardest time.
Nope, not even close.
Not even close. So this guy's a good warm-up for things to come.
Yep, this is just a small taste.
Okay, now that the serious business is done and taken care of, let's go on a flight of fancy to Wishlist.
Wish list.
Meow. Wish list. I have to admit, this is one of the weirder sounders we have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really weird, but whatever. I don't understand what happens when he gets all squished.
I know.
All right, so wish list, where Kef gets all his wishes granted. Lame.
Yep, and battle pets for sure.
Yep, definitely. So, oh well, and Twitter retroactively 2 years before he even asked for them. So,
it's true. Yep, they knew one day the Kef is going to want this, so we got to put this in.
Definitely, and it's so unfair. But anyways, go ahead, Kef. Yep. Why don't you make a wish and see what happens?
Okay, so the Kef is about to say what he thinks needs to be added in pet battles. Blizzard, you're listening. I know you've got your pens and papers out. Get ready to take notes, and you can work on this pronto. I still want to see team-based tag team battles. I really do. I'd like to see, and I know that in 5.3, I will say this, we'll talk more about 5.3 later on, but they are going to add in a weekly quest to kind of promote PvP. And this fella, this guy that we talked about earlier who did the 5,000 achievement points, or 5,000 achievement points, wow, 5,000 victories in PvP pet battles, that's awesome. Those things are cool. But I want to see some actual, league, not maybe leagues, but yeah, maybe even leagues or something that promotes more PvP-focused pet battles. Because the cool things that I see added in the patches, like the legendary beasts and the different things, they're all fun for a minute, but then they kind of, you finish them and you're like, well, I'll do the dailies maybe if I want to. But I think that what really could make pet battles really long-term, more focused on by a lot of players is if there's a competition of some kind thrown in there. I think that could really motivate the whole system a little bit more. So,
or even a league that you could set up within your own guild. I mean,
sure,
just the capability to do that within your own guild, sometime during the week, go fight in your bracket or you're going to lose. That would be really great. It doesn't have to be server-wide. I mean, just guild-wide would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, we could all set that up on our own. Like, we could say, okay, we're going to have a guild-wide league thing, but if there's something in the game that gets people to say, look, I am the number one dude on my block, bet battle, whatever, you can't beat me, and people want to challenge that or whatever, maybe there's a ladder system or anything. I don't know. Blizzard is they're the geniuses here. I'm just a guy with a controller and video games. But, yeah, I do think that something PvP competition-oriented could really spice up things quite a bit. So that's my thought. I don't know what it is. That may sound a little boring, but I still want tag team pet battles. So, And if you throw those two things in together, you have some craziness going on. So, yeah. What about you? What is your wish or wishes?
Okay, well, I actually got to thinking the other night, which is really scary because, oh my gosh, I'm thinking, but I'm running around in game. As we've discussed before, sometimes having 900 of the same rat or like 20 rats and 15 snakes and whatever, it's just like, why would I pull them out? Why would I show them off? So I got this idea. What if they had different spell effects on the different pets? Like, for instance, I have a bunny. I named him Fufu. He's really awesome. He goes hopping through the forest. Yes. But what if one of my rats, because we know there's a lot of them, had a dazed little thing over his head and he kind of wobbled around as he walked? That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And you can get like a bunny, like maybe with a mallet in its teeth or something weird. I don't know. Probably just random bunny, a specific one. And if you get that specific mouse out, you could see them bop each other or something. Or, you know, you don't even have to take it that far. Just put different spell effects on them. Like maybe, you know, just to differentiate and add some variety to it.
Yeah.
Maybe your snake slithers around in a circle that ends up looking like one of those warlock pentagrams when he's done.
That'd be crazy.
Shows he's paying attention, you know?
Yeah.
Owls casting arcane intellect buffs on other pets. You know, they don't do anything, but it'd be really cute and be really funny to see. And I think we'd get more mileage out of some of these more common pets if they could run around and, you know, randomly your owl gives the little dazed mouse, an arcane intellect buff to try and make it feel better. Or he eats him. You know? I mean...
Yeah. Or he eats him.
But, you know, little things like that, I think, would get a lot more mileage out of these pets. You know, we got a million frogs and mice and rats and roaches. And if they could do little tricks like that, I think everybody would want to show them off a little bit more. They become more special, even though they're the same thing.
Yeah. That would be cool. That's a really interesting way to kind of a creative way to think of, like, because we've talked before about how we could differentiate the pets and make them more unique because there's like 7,000 snakes. That's actually pretty cool. Those are pretty cool ideas. I mean, that's a different way of doing it. That's not the obvious, like, well, make them like look different or, you know, like.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the little animations are in the game. Hopefully what I'm asking for isn't, like, extraordinarily huge amount of work. But just take their little idle animations and jazz them up a bit. Make them more special. And I bet you we'd see a lot more owls and rats and rabbits out in the world. I mean, how many squirrels did we have to catch?
Right.
And, I mean, Nuts is really fun because he can throw and daze people. But then he got annoying because he was doing that to players. What if he could do that to other little battle pets that are running around?
That'd be awesome.
Daze them or something.
Well, what are they? The Zergling and the... Aren't there two pets that, like, interact and fight each other or something like that?
Yeah, it's the Murloc Marine and the Zergling.
Yeah.
And two crawling claws will rock, scissors, paper. And,
that's awesome.
Like, one of my wolves... No, the Elwyn Lamb, when it's idling, a wolf will come out of nowhere and eat it. See, these are really cool... Yeah, I've never shown you that?
No.
It was my favorite thing, because I'd march out the Elwyn Lamb, and in raids and stuff, I'd go, and that's the last guy who talked down to me. And then a wolf would come out of nowhere and eat him, and I was like, holy moose, what is that? Yeah, and then the wolf eats him, and then curls up and takes a nap. It's really fun. It's idle animations, is I think, where you could really differentiate these pets, and we can see a lot more fun little things.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun. having them interact with each other more, and then having them have their own unique quirks and animations. That, I like that. That'd be fun just to watch them, see what they do. I know that's that's a tall order, but
yeah, it is a tall order. That would be awesome. A lot of man hours, but it would be so much fun.
Yeah, like and like Death was it Deathy? I think had really cool really cool animations, like his fire. Yeah. Some of those Murlocs have cool animations too. Yeah, I agree. I think I like that. And it really like, and that even extends beyond Battle Pets. That becomes more of a, like, through Battle Pets, we're making the world more lively, you know, because when you gather together and your different Battle Pets and are doing all these crazy animations and are interacting with each other, that's just more of livening up the world. You know what I mean? So that can really improve the game in a lot of ways. I like that.
Our pets are combat ready now, so you think they'd be noticing each other and taking little pot shots. I mean, little KT can't have all the fun zapping everybody dead.
Yeah,
or
right.
Or the oozlings that eat things and grow, you know? I mean, they can't be the only ones having fun.
Right.
So why not jazz it up a bit for everybody else?
Certainly. I like that.
Yeah, it just occurred to me the other night, so.
Yep, I like it. That's a good idea. The Kephis agrees.
Oh, no.
Might happen. So if I put my agreement in there, they might listen.
Yeah. Well, you've agreed with me before.
It's true. And once or twice I've agreed with you. I mean, it doesn't happen that often. Just kidding.
Well, on that hopeful note, let us end the show.
Right?
Right. We're not getting better than that. Nah.
Nope.
Might as well cut it out. Nah. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and now on Stitcher 2. Everything is fixed, and I mean it this time.
Yay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. It was frustrating. I fixed it. The end. New providers. New hosting. New everything. Just for you.
Well done.
Thank you, thank you. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is at TheKephis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. And if you're looking for more Aludra fun, I will be on Azeroth Roundtable this week. Show's recording live on Sunday. I'm not sure when it will be up, though, so go check it out. It's really fun. They're really great guys. I always have fun on the show.
Yep, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane of Convert to Raid. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kephis, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm going to go put my dinner on the crock pot, because my dinner does not know scorched earth.
You're not going to let that one go, are you?
Nope.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.